Hi, and welcome to episode number 7 of Light the Eye, presented by the U of I Credit Union. I'm Scott Beatty.
And I'm Robert Rosenthal.
Happy New Year, or almost Happy New Year. There's always this question of when do you stop saying Happy New Year, but when do you start saying Happy New Year?
I think now is good.
Now is good.
Post-Christmas, you can start saying Happy New Year to people.
Happy New Year to people.
Mm-hmm.
You know what people want when it's New Year's time?
I think they want a review of something.
Yes, we must look back before we can go forward.
We must.
So, in today's episode, we will look at our 5 best moments for Illinois athletics in the calendar year of 2025. We didn't even talk about how we would choose these 5 moments, so we're going to find that out together.
Yeah, I don't know your list, you don't know mine.
Robert, before we do that, you know what we have to do?
We should probably light the eye.
Light the eye. You know me, I'm all about categories.
Yes.
How to think about things. What's the rubric? So when we say, what are the top 5 Illini moments of the year? We didn't talk about what our guidelines. It's sort of like Heisman voting.
Yes.
How do you vote for the Heisman? I don't vote for the Heisman. You don't vote for the Heisman. But how do you vote for the Heisman? You just choose who you want.
Yes. It's the old MVP debate, right?
Yeah.
Is it the best statistical performance, or is it the person who lifted their team to great heights, and you know that team would have been lost without them, even though they didn't technically have the best statistical season? So yes, I had that same thing when making my list of like, okay, well, I'm being a fan here, and like these are the moments that I look back on and like, oh, that was so great kind of thing. But does that really make it the best moments? We're about to find out.
So I have an idea. I thought maybe we could each share one at a time.
Yes.
And then see if we have any overlap.
Okay.
And at the end, rank them.
Okay.
You want to do that?
I'm fine with that. I have mine ranked. Do you have yours ranked?
No, not necessarily.
Okay. Okay. All right. That's fine. Should we?
Had 6, but I figured one of them would be an honorable mention.
Okay. All right. I'm fine doing that. You know, we might have a lot of the same.
I'm sure.
Yes.
Go ahead. Share a moment from the calendar year 2025 and why it makes... Is this Robert Rosenthal's top 5, or this is Robert Rosenthal's thinking about... Yeah, I know you don't think. You only feel. Feeling like this is a top moment for Illinois.
I tried to frame it as the top moments of the year for all sports, with as little of my personal biases, you know, like, look, having a golf,
that's all you have.
Yes. Having a golf regional here. And I love following golf tournaments and this and that, and being able to drive from my house for a full, every round of that tournament and this and that was a big moment, but I left it off my list because winning a regional is standard for Mike Small's teams. And it would be kind of like number 6 for me on this list because others were bigger accomplishments in my mind. So
okay.
I'm going to start with soccer, Katie Holtine. And it's a like first tournament since 2013. So first tournament appearance in 12 years. And this is her first year as the coach. The team starts 9-1-1 in their first 11 games. They go, I'm going to have to look this up, overall. They went 13-6-2 overall, and they get into the NCAA tournament. And they won a Big Ten tournament game for the first time since 2018 or something like that. This was on the level of what Shauna Green did in her first year taking over a program. You know, this is a team that hadn't gone to the NCAA tournament since 2013, and in her first year do that. That is a big moment. Like, if I look to the specific moment for me, that reaction video of when they were watching the selection show and they knew they were kind of on the bubble, will we get in, will we not? That video was amazing, of work all year, all of this stuff, and get in the tournament first time in 12 years.
The one thing where I would see it differently is, yes, it felt like the women's turnaround under Shauna Green, but the difference was the program for women's hoops was in a vastly different state.
Yes.
At the end of the Nancy Faye era.
Yes.
And the beginning of the Shauna Greene era. She imported a lot. There wasn't as much of got to get a new roster, got to get all new players. It was taking a lot of what was there and adding Katie's philosophy and scheme and some imports.
Yep.
And it's still a remarkable story. I agree with you 100%.
Yep.
But I just, that's where the analogy for me, the analogy for me just doesn't, not quite one-to-one.
Yeah.
With what happened with the turnaround for women's basketball. Both incredible stories.
Sure. Sure. I get it. Yeah.
but what Janet Rayfield had built was good. And, yes. And now Katie came in and took that to another level.
Yes, it was a great story this fall. You know, you had a senior star leading him in Sarah Foley, and you had all the elements of a first year turnaround, and it was great to see. It was really exciting. So that had to be on my list.
All right, actually, what was on my list
mm-hmm.
was the Gulf Regional.
Interesting. Okay,
and I had it on the I had it on my list because they hosted.
Yes,
and because of what I thought. Hosting a regional here did for not only men's golf and fans who wanted a chance to see. It's just not an Illini fan spectator sport.
Sure, definitely.
It's just hard to go see
yep.
golf play.
Absolutely.
And you have one of probably, you could say Mike Small is the greatest individual coach of Illinois athletics history. I mean, he's on a Mount Rushmore for sure.
Absolutely.
Of individual coaches.
It's probably him or the fencing guy, really, honestly. It's him or the fencing guy.
Yeah. I don't know who the fencing guy is.
I don't remember his name, but they won like 13 national titles in the
Yeah, I'm not doubting the fencing prowess
yes.
of the orange and blue. I just
yes.
don't know his name.
Yes, but yes, going to winning the Big Ten 14 out of 17 years or whatever, yeah, it's really hard to top.
It's just one of those moments I felt like the university shined, the Atkins Golf Club shined, the golf team shined, and... Yeah, it's kind of standard that Illinois makes a regional, even wins a regional. That shows you what. But just the fact that it was here and it had the signature event on that course after it had been redone.
Yep. Jackson Buchanan sets the course record with his first round performance. Ryan Voice almost nearly won the regional. The kid from Michigan who was out late as a individual ended up birdieing like, four holes on the back and won the individual title, which got him to La Costa. But yeah, it was a great weekend. Yeah, I wanted to put it on my list, but these other four or these other five kept it down at six for me. So
all right, give me another one.
I'm gonna go with the Milwaukee win. I'll just go specifically with the win over Xavier. The loss to Kentucky stung for basketball. The desire was there to get back to the Sweet 16. I considered for basketball the Purdue win at home. You know, after things had kind of gone south mid-February, to come back and win the last three games for basketball back in March was really big and rolled into climbing up to a six seed and this and that. There was a lot of worry that Xavier was going to dominate. I just can't have a year with a NCAA tournament win for the basketball team and not have it on my list. Fans obviously showed out in droves when it's just in Milwaukee and a easy drive from Chicago and everything else. So I'm going with the Xavier win over Milwaukee. That whole weekend was great, except for the loss to Kentucky in the six seed versus three seed game. Without that, you know, beat Kentucky and get to the Sweet 16, this would be a lot higher on my list, but I have to have Milwaukee on there.
Well, I'm going to be honest, it wasn't on my list.
Interesting.
But maybe that's because I felt a little bit of the law of diminishing returns
mm-hmm.
and shouldn't take it for granted.
Yeah.
But it just didn't stick out to me because I think that is where the program's been now.
Yep.
So to make a tournament and knock on the door of the Sweet 16 almost felt like, yeah, that's just what Illinois basketball does now. Yep. So maybe it's not fair
mm-hmm.
to just take it for granted that they won their first round game because there's been so much success. Kind of like maybe the Gulf Regional.
Yes.
Shouldn't just take that for granted.
It's a good point. Good point. It was interesting to me. Like the fan part of this was big. So many people showed up in... Look, I mean, you were there. Was it a Northwestern baseball series that weekend? So mm-hmm. Dan Hartlib just was like, hey, I'm close to Milwaukee. And I think it was going to rain on Sunday. And so they did a doubleheader on Saturday. Was that how it did? And so he, you know, he just.
We need not talk about that series.
Though. Okay. All right. Is that not on your list, Scott?
Was it not on the list?
So, yeah. So after just seeing, you know, it's that one bar that they did the official party at, and there was multiple levels to the bar, and you just walk up those stairs and go to the next level, and it's solid orange and blue, and then you go up to the rooftop area, and it was solid orange and blue, and there's the baseball coach, and every, you know, other people are there, and this and that. It was just a great scene for having a regional that close to Chicago, and that's going to move it up. You know, obviously everything is fan angle for me, so that's moving up the list.
All right. I have another one.
Okay.
Lucas Byrd wins a national championship for wrestling.
On my list. Yep.
Wrestling can be a more of a niche sport to follow. A national champion's a national champion. That's really hard to do. And he's incredible. 21st Illini wrestler to win a national championship, earned the program's 25th individual national title, first NCAA champion at Illinois since 2016, first ever in the 133-pound class. He gets a salute.
Yep, and a great story with him and his girlfriend, Ellie Holzman, who's from the volleyball team, and she's 6'3", I think, and he's 5'9", maybe, and this and that. You know, they made a big deal of it on the broadcast of his national championship match and everything else, and she was there throughout his whole thing, and they're, you know, the power Illini couple for the year. And so it was great. Yeah, I have it on my list as well.
All right.
Well, since I have Lucas Byrd on here, so I only have two left, let's go with another one of yours.
Okay. Illinois women's basketball wins an NCAA tournament game for the first time since 2000.
On my list.
They beat Creighton. It was a good ball game. They won at six.
Creighton was ranked, right? Like, yeah. Creighton was like number 23 or something like that?
It was a good ball game. They led for the final 34 minutes. And I thought it was just a capstone for that first set, for that first era of the Shauna Green era.
Yes, yes.
Like whatever a sub-era
all is. All through those, you know, all of those seniors playing three seasons and getting to this ultimate moment.
Well, Kendall Bostic, Adalia McKenzie, Genesis Bryant, Makaira Cook, even though she didn't finish out the season, of course, with her injury, but just Bryn Schuphill, just that moment for them was said, yeah, they brought in the new era.
How often can you do something that hasn't been done in 25 years? I mean, the last NCAA tournament win was in 2000. Like a quarter of a century. That is such an accomplishment to get Illinois women's basketball back to that point.
All right.
Massive.
Okay, so I think we're in agreement here in whatever order that Lucas Byrd winning a national championship, soccer's turnaround,
mm-hmm.
and Illinois women's basketball winning an NCAA tournament game is on our top five.
I think so, yes.
Okay.
There's only one left on my list because both of those two last ones are here as well. So I'll just go with the last thing I have on my list, and this is going to be fan-centric and mentioned it on our last episode, the homecoming win over USC. There's something about it being a homecoming weekend, a sold-out crowd. Yes, it wasn't game day in town, but it was big noon Saturday in town. You know, the weather was absolutely perfect. The line for the tailgating lots was the most insane thing I've ever seen in my life. We're talking cars in line starting the night before. My son, my oldest son slept on top of the fire engine in line overnight, camped out in a sleeping bag because he had to stay with the vehicle. The line to get into the main lot, lot 31, which is across the street from the Grange Grove, went down Oak Street, down Kirby, down First Street, down St. Mary's, basically all the way to Ubbin, of just cars parked there, some getting there at 3 a.m., just to get in line to get a spot to tailgate for a football game. It's just the most insane kind of thing, and it was such a great moment and such a great showcase for the university. You beat a ranked team. You're on Fox Big Noon. It's these this ultimate moment of the season that you did beat a good team at home, sold out crowd, a homecoming, the biggest tailgating scene I can remember of just the entire city, and you know every gas station sold out of ice and everything else. It was a moment, and that's going to be on my list.
And Hank Beatty threw a touchdown pass.
Yes.
To
yes.
Luke Altmaier.
Yes, which people immediately on Twitter dubbed it, you know, that play is known as the Philly Special, which they ran in the Super Bowl of like double reverse and then throw to the quarterback who started the whole thing. People on Twitter calling it the Illy Special that day, which I really enjoy. So, yes, you even had this capstone moment of the Illy Special.
And David Alano hits the game-winning field goal. So, you know, for me, my last name's Beatty.
Yes.
Hank's not related to me.
Mm-hmm.
But
as far as you know.
As far as I know, that's true. But, you know, if people want to think that, that's fine.
Yes.
And David Alano, as we've discussed, is from Naperville
North.
Mm-hmm. Naperville North High School. So, you know, it just felt like a special day.
Yes. Was it on your list?
It was on my list.
Okay. So what do we have left if we've overlapped with all these?
Okay, so on our list that we've agreed on for top five, Illinois women basketball in the NCAA tournament and their first win since 2000, the football homecoming win over USC, Lucas Byrd's national championship in wrestling, Illinois soccer with the remarkable start under Katie Hultin's leadership making the NCAA tournament, also winning a Big Ten tournament game. The one thing that I had on my list was golf that you didn't have, but I also was considering the Larry Geese gift.
Mm-hmm.
The $100 million is the Geese Memorial Stadium renaming. I was looking at that more as just a total impact. It's harder as a fan to put your head around that because it's not something you just, you know, it's not as sort of tangible.
Yep.
Like it is like going to a game and celebrating a win or seeing a moment, but the lasting impact of something like that is so could be so historically significant. I that's why I thought about that.
Yeah, I hadn't even considered it, but that is a strong contender in my mind because of, you just said it, the lasting impact. That's other programs have had donations like this, a single donor. The Booth family at Kansas helping their terrible stadium situation and fixing all of that. The Ryan family in Northwestern. For Illinois to have a donor like that stepping forward with a nine-figure gift, especially in this era where NIL and money and, look, a stadium that has some serious upgrades that need to happen at some point soon, so... Yeah, that is a big, big moment for somebody to invest in the program like that, especially right now.
All right, so the four that we've agreed on
mm-hmm.
for our top five, women's hoops winning an NCAA tournament game for the first time since 2000.
Yep.
Football's homecoming win over USC.
Yep.
Lucas Byrd wins a national championship
yep.
in wrestling. Soccer's first year under Katie Hultin winning a Big Ten tournament game, making the NCAA.
Yes.
So the other three that are hanging out there, the Larry Geese gift, golf hosting regionals, and NCAA tournament win for men's hoops over Xavier.
I'm trying to think if there's anything else we would throw on here that would be a moment. There were probably some track.
Well, this is where you can drop in the comments.
Yes, yes.
What you thought was a top five moment for Illinois athletics.
Absolutely.
Tell us how you agree or disagree.
Yes.
Also, don't forget to like and subscribe.
Yeah, I feel like we're not missing anything from any other sports. I mean, there's some Big Ten titles, like individual titles for like indoor track and field.
Mm-hmm. Didn't women's track and field have their biggest year?
Yeah, it's true. Yeah. Like, where did they finish at in Oregon? What did they finish in the NCAAs? Yeah, so, yes, I mean, there were heptathlon records broken and – yeah, that's probably something we should consider, but I don't think anything rises above the Lucas Byrd national title. I think we have our list. I think we just need to decide on this fifth thing. Now, where would you just I say, what's number one on that list to you? Of those four, what do you think is number one?
My gut reaction was the homecoming win.
Uh-huh. I had it number one on my list. It was just the perfect day.
Yeah.
It's, you know, for fans, it was the perfect day. For the university, showing off the stadium, for Big Noon Saturday being there, for the absolutely perfect weather, for the moments in the game, like the Caden Fagan long touchdown catch out of the backfield, and for, you know, all the other things, the Illy special. I feel like that is the gold star day for Illini Athletics in 2025.
Back to women's track and field. Fifth place at National Outdoors. Highest finish in 29 years.
I mean, that's big. That's big. I mean, it shows what Petros is building here. Like, what, you know, the field side of track and field, he's really dominating recruiting in that side. So,
by the way, they're going to have an indoor meet here in the Armory. Mere yards from where we are right now.
Yes.
Coming up January 10th.
Love it.
Okay, so that's hanging out there. Okay, number two.
To me, it's either Lucas Bird or it's what Shauna did.
Yeah. I'm going to go with women's hoops just because it's a team sport.
Yep. And it's, like you said, it's the three-year build for those girls who just built this thing and restarted the program, and then as seniors and fifth-year seniors get to go out by beating Creighton in the NCAA tournament and ending a 25-year drought of not winning a tournament game. I feel like that has to be number two.
Lucas Bird wins the national titles three?
I think so, yeah.
No, but if he wants to come in here and beat you up, maybe you make it two or one.
Good point.
If he wants to pin you.
Yes. Less than half my weight, he could take me down.
We'll go soccer four?
Yeah, I would do that. I mean, those are the four we agreed on, right? Yes.
All right.
So now we got to pick a
golf,
five.
We got track and field, we got the Geese Gift, we got men's basketball in the NCAA tournament.
Man.
Can we agree is the real question.
I mean, I had men's, the win in Milwaukee just because of the fan angle of it and how fun that weekend was. But I feel like I'm ready, after some of the things we've talked about here, I'm kind of ready to take that off for this year.
Mm-hmm.
Especially when you compare it to Boston and what Boston was like for being, you know, winning a Sweet 16 game, getting to the Elite Eight, all the fans there. That would have been very, very high, maybe even number one in 2024. You know, I also had the thought of, you know, if we're talking Greenwich Mean Time, the Citrus Bowl didn't end until, you know, like 7 p.m. Eastern or,
nope.
You know, so, you know, if it was, you know, Greenwich Mean Time, it might have ended in 2025, but
yes. Yeah. That, well, you know,
be a 24.
If Illinois wins the Music City Bowl and I don't know the Dateline, nah, it's too much.
Yeah.
It's
too far. Yeah.
Too far. Because it's the 30th.
Can't stretch it that far.
All right. Can I convince you on the Geese Gift?
Be number five.
Yeah. I don't know. I mean, I'm torn because I think it's like almost a tie for all these things.
Yes. Yes. I was going to say, I mean, track with their best, I mean, a top five finish.
Yeah.
Women's track finishing top five at NCAAs. Like that is significant.
Yeah.
Maybe we're leaning too much into broken streaks of what Katie Hultin has done and what Shauna has done, but this is another example. I feel like it should be on there. I don't know. But the Geese Gifts is like, it's going to last for decades. So I'm torn.
Right. We could just leave it at. We can.
The top four moments. Plus.
You guys tell us what's the fifth.
Yes. I like that.
You guys tell us what's the fifth.
Yes. Between those four. Or something else. I could go for any of them.
Yeah.
Yeah. Overall. Incredible year.
And the fact that we're not considering an NCAA tournament win for the men, where we are, but we're not convinced,
yes,
does tell you that it wasn't a broken streak.
Yes. There was one NCAA tournament win the entire decade of the 2010s. One. Like in 2011, they lost No, I guess 2011 they beat UNLV and then lost to Kansas. So there were two. 2011 and 2013 beat Air Force and – or no, Air Force was 08. 2013 beat Colorado in the first round, then lost to Miami. So there were two total wins an entire decade. So we can't really – yes, an NCAA tournament win over Xavier is a big deal. But I think you're right, given where the program's at, given what Boston was like, given all that other stuff, I'm leaning toward these other ones.
Happy New Year. Maybe you've got a different list. Let us know. We really appreciate you hanging with us. And one of our top moments of the year certainly is getting this going.
Absolutely. 100%. Yes. My top moments of the year is the look on your face when I knew I was going to tell my story about I'm a college student and you knowing you didn't have any option to stop me from telling the pre-story before telling the story I was actually talking about.
You look at this podcast as a vast blank canvas.
It's not a canvas. It's the wall of the old building downtown that somebody said, maybe what if we did artwork on this entire wall? And that's how I look at it. I'm like, oh, months of creating something. And you're looking, you know, to fill out a column. I love it.
Hey, thanks to our hosts here at the Center for Innovation in Teaching and Learning. Thanks to our production today from Sean Mills. And we hope you have a great start to 2026. Maybe we'll catch you in Nashville. Otherwise, we'll catch you next time when we light the eye. Until then.